It feels like it's been ages since my wife and I got a chance to be alone together and to truly enjoy a date. When she asked me last week if I could make some time for just the two of us, I took it seriously. Of course, I didn't let on to her. I nodded, agreed, but I haven't mentioned it since, even though I've been working hard to make sure everything's perfect before now. Even if perfect means I now find myself hiding in a bush, watching her approach with her head down, brow furrowed as she read my last text with the visible confusion on her pretty face.
Surprise.
I had explored the park and found this ideal spot earlier in the week, and then had spent the last half hour setting everything up. And it was all worth it for the look on her face right now. That broad smile and total surprise. I'd do anything to make my wife feel loved, especially something as simple as this. I've got the cooler over there with a range of drinks, a blanket in case we get chilly, and I got a whole mess of things from your favorite deli for dinner.
This looks amazing. When did you have time to plan all this?
We've both been so busy, but I wanted to put something together for us. I mean, we haven't had much time with each other in weeks. Like you said when we were in bed last weekend, and I wanted to surprise you. She looked so happy as her eyes took in our little spot. Everything laid out and ready for us. Though her eyes got especially wide when she saw the pastries. And like I said, I went by your favorite deli, and I know those are your absolute favorites.
Oh my God, they are. But I haven't been able to get there in time to buy any.
I pre-ordered them earlier in the week. Didn't want you missing out. She turned to look at me as she reached out to grab one and squeezed my hand tightly. And, of course, a little something special. I reached into the cooler and pulled out the champagne, the same one we'd celebrated our engagement with. To us. And these are something I made myself.
Oh, smart man. You know how much I love a chocolate-covered strawberry.
Honestly, I just know how much you love strawberries. Anything covering them is just a bonus. I feed it to her, watching as her lips close around the strawberry and slowly pull back before seeing her smile and close her eyes in delight.
God, these are so good.
She was mesmerizing to watch. And in that moment, nothing could have torn my eyes away from her. Shall I leave the bowl with you?
No. Hide them until I've eaten something else. Otherwise, I'll eat them all.
We settled down on the throw I'd laid out, and I started assembling a plate of delights for her from the dishes I'd collected. So, how was your day, my love? Everything go smoothly?
Yes and no. Didn't go wrong, but didn't go as smoothly as it was meant. Give you two guesses why.
How much longer is your team expected to be catching what everyone else is dropping?
That's just it. Ava is tired of the other department heads ignoring everything that's going on, and she really put them through their paces today.
And let me guess, they claim to be oblivious.
Naturally. But she CC'd in some higher-ups into the email she sent out before the meeting, so they know they can't play dumb anymore.
I couldn't take my eyes off her as she talked. I was distracted by the way the sun slipped through the leaves above, and little speckles of light danced across her.
What about you? Did you get that account closed up?
No, the things weren't adding up, so I took it to the powers that be. He agreed with me. The numbers they gave us didn't match up with their sales figures.
You'd been saying there was something dodgy about them from the moment they popped up.
Yeah, but it was just a feeling. When they finally sent through the paperwork, I got my proof. She rolled her eyes and warmth bloomed in my chest. I can always count on her to be on my side, and this occasion is no different.
How many times do you need to be proved right before they actually listen when you say something screwy is going on?
Now that is the million-dollar question. This is exactly what I imagined when I planned this. We spent the evening indulging in the amazing food I'd collected. chatted about everything and nothing and just enjoying the first real time we'd had together in so long. It's starting to get a bit chilly. Want to cuddle up under the blanket?
How could a girl say no to that?
She came and cuddled in with me beneath our blanket, leaning back against me as I leant back against the tree behind me. This evening has been amazing.
It has been. I had no idea what you were planning, especially with all the scuttling from kitchen to car this morning, and then that mysterious text.
I was not scuttling.
I mean, there may have been a little scuttling. Just a little bit.
Having her so close created a warm feeling in my chest that slowly spread out like a bird extending its wings. I love these moments with you. Simple, quiet, just us.
We've not had many of them lately. Often one of us has already been in bed asleep when the other one got home.
I know, my love. It's been happening far too often, and left far too few chances for me to pull you close and wrap my arms around you.
I've missed these arms, these hands.
That's just because you missed what they can do.
Oh, is that a fact?
I ran my fingers lightly down her arm before bringing them back up across her chest, tilting her chin up to look back over her shoulder at me. I'd definitely say so. She wriggled back until she was tucked more tightly against me, getting as close as she possibly could. It's been a while since you've gotten to experience what these hands can do.
Far too long.
Life has gotten in the way so often lately, and we haven't been able to make time for us the way we want to. That was unfortunately true. Try as we might, lately, how busy we've been has left us with little time to ourselves, and not a lot of energy even when we are together.
And how are we going to fix that?
Well, we have plenty of time just now.
There are people nearby, though. What if they see us?
We are completely hidden. Nobody can see us, and the nearest path isn't too close either. Nobody will know. She didn't say anything, and instead pressed herself into me until her back arched.
Well, then.
Her voice trailed off. Wide eyes, an invitation I know all too well. And I needed no further encouragement. I let my hand move down her body, my fingertips just grazing the soft fabric of her dress. You'll need to be quiet, though, okay? She nodded slowly, so I continued my tease, my hand moving down until I found the hem of her dress and found the soft skin of her thighs. You have such incredible legs. I always love seeing you in dresses at home, but especially when we go out. It thrills me getting to show you off.
I know. Why do you think I take my time to pick just the right one?
Such a tease. My fingers were running up and down the inside of her thigh in soft, steady movements designed to tease her exactly the way I know she liked. With every slow glide, I brought my fingers just a little bit higher. I've missed doing this so much. She let her head fall back against my shoulder, and I felt her body relax.
God, I've missed the feel of you too.
My fingers came up just that little bit higher, stopping just short of her lace between her legs, and her impatience got the best of her as she rocked her hips, just a fraction, so eager to feel my touch. So desperate to feel my fingers against your pretty pussy.
Fuck yes.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.